The Brewers beat the Cardinals yesterday 7-5. And how many leagues do you own Eric Thames in, Matt?
I think it's four.
Okay, in four out of how many?
Probably like 14 or so.
Okay. So in one of my main leagues, every time Eric Thames gets a home run, I'm the guy that gets the text message about it. Like, every time I see my phone and it just goes, Thames, I'm like, Jesus Christ. And there's been eight of these text messages so far. Because the dude now has eight home runs on the year. 2 for 4, 2 runs, 2 ribbies last night, .415, .500 average.
Yeah, this is just, it's just insane. I know some people are trying to smear him with allegations of steroids. And even if this does happen to come true or something like that, I just hope it's not until like after the All-Star break at least. Because this guy's just too fun to watch.
It's insane. We do this every day with this guy, and he does this every day. Like, every day we talk about him.
Yeah, I was asked a question on Twitter this morning from Ray Guilfoyle. Great guy, great follow, at Ruddle Ray. He said, would you trade Thames for Charlie Blackmon or Ryan Braun? I said yes.
I would do that. Although, like, I'm less interested in doing it for Blackmon. I would do it for Braun. I'm less interested in doing it for Blackmon.
Yeah, but I think Blackman's going to hit, like, 300, yeah. 20 homers, 20 stone bases. You know, the thing with Thames is, I mean, this hitting isn't... I mean, the average is... I think it was Chris List who posted yesterday, Eric Thames is batting .420 on .420.
Yep, it's insane. How about that? The speaking of Ryan Braun, he was over 3 last night, but that's okay, because Johnny VR was 2 for 4 with 2 runs scored. And how about Jeff Bandy, man? Like, 1 for 4, but Jeff Bandy, a guy that I don't think any of us knew, I don't even know who he was, but we weren't interested in Jeff Bandy. 4 home runs on the year for this dude now.
Nah, let me tell you.
You gotta put your mic on, dude. You
rush. Yeah, it is on. I can hear myself talking. Nah, Jet Bandy. My guy Brian Ambos, he was on Jet Bandy back in February.
Nice job, Brian.
He was talking about Jet Bandy. Yep. Love it. You know what I'm saying? So I think I might have him in my draft champions. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a guy that was waiting. If you were waiting on catcher and you came up on Jet Bandy, get yourself a pat on the back.
Well, I just absolutely love that his name is Jet Bandy.
Oh, I love that too.
We talked about this in the spring. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And now this dude's hitting home runs.
When we did the Roto Experts mock draft, I believe my second catcher was Jet Bandy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Well, I'm kind of torn with this, of course. In some of my earlier draft season leagues, I have Jet Bandy as like my catcher number 2. But now in this, as the season has started and after Giovanni Soto got hurt, I have a couple of shares of Manny Pena, so
another good one.
Yeah, but you know, now it's like torn. Like, you know, I'm at the point where I'm thinking maybe just having both these guys start and just take the hitting at Milwaukee.
It's true. It's crazy. Travis Shaw hits his 5th home run of the year. Literally, I can't believe this guy's not batting the same amount as Eric Thames. I think he hits a home run every day too.
He hit like one of the deepest shots in Miller Park. It was a mammoth one. Yeah, I mean, they now have, between Thames, Braun, and Shaw, they're 2, 3, and 4 hitters. They have 18 home runs combined.
Holy crap, it's insane. I did read a stat, by the way. Actually, the guy that owns Eric Thames texted me this, naturally. Eric Thames has 8 home runs on the year. The Boston Red Sox have 7.
He's better than them, by himself.
Yes.
And I'm happy.
I know you are. But you'd have said that no matter what.
I guess I'm a hater.
You guessed that?